Welcome to the podcast Spotlight Yourself, your podcast to get visible in Helsinki, in Finland, or wherever you are in the world. I am Michaela, and by moving to Finland just on my own, I have found my self-confidence and courage to show myself and to speak up. That has definitely pushed my career to the next level, and now I want to help you to achieve the same, and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. Hello and welcome to this new episode. I had a strong feeling that I wanted to record an episode about how to manage a personal crisis. On the one hand, because I have gotten the feedback from some of you that your biggest professional challenge at the moment is how to deal with a long time of unemployment. On the other hand, I basically have just been in a personal crisis myself, and it is no secret that we all have them in any part of our life, right? So this has not always something to do with the professional situation. For me, it was not related. And because I am happy with my professional situation at the moment, I have a great job with cool colleagues and exciting tasks, but that does not mean that I am not hit with other issues in another context. And I had the situation that end of last year, I could not go to my home country, Germany, to see my family for Christmas. So I've stayed alone in Helsinki, and one of my close family members got really sick at that time, and that lasted for many weeks, and it got worse and worse. And I felt very powerless at this time, sitting here in Finland, more than 1,000 kilometers away, without being able to do anything. It was Christmas. I was not sure if I will ever see this family member again. And a situation like this pulls you down. I think that's clear. And it can make you feel very depressed. It can make you ask questions like, why is that happening to me now? And what is the sense of all that? And when you think things like this, when you have doubts, what is the sense of all these things going on? This is what I would definitely call a personal crisis. And I guess when you are a long time unemployed already, and when you don't see the successes of your tries to applying for a job, you for sure you have similar feelings. And maybe some of you had similar feelings also during the lockdown because of the pandemic, whether it might have been because you lost your job or you felt isolated from your friends and your family members. But the heart, it sounds, there is no one who can really pull you out of such a crisis except yourself. Because it is yourself, it is just yourself who decides how to deal with the situation. But what you can, of course, always do is that you can reach out to other people, to ask for support, to ask for an open ear, someone who you can share your worries with, people who give you energy, people who might be able to shift your focus away from the bad situation that you're in towards some more positive things, even if this is just for a couple of minutes. And of course, people who want to help you, they will also try to give you advices. But you can, of course, decide yourself which advices you want to adopt. And with this episode, I want to share some advices, at least what I have tried for myself to overcome my own crisis. So the most important phrase I think that one should always keep in mind is, the simple it sounds, this too shall pass. So this sounds so simple and maybe even a bit silly if you have a very, very dark moment. But it's true. Because our life changes every second. And this dark moment will pass as well. Because you just have to remember another dark moment that you had in your life in the past already. Maybe the breakup of your relationship, the first heartache that you had that felt really, really bad. But that feeling, it did not stay forever. Because between this moment in the past and the crisis that you have now, there were many happy and joyful moments as well. And your life will continue with the same rhythm, that after the dark comes light again. Because this is life. We have these cycles in our life, and there is always this polarity. There are good things and there are bad things, and nobody is entirely happy all his or her life every day, every single second. We all have our ups and downs. But this means when you are in an up, you can be grateful for it because you know how a down feels. And when you are facing a down, you're recognizing the ups that you had already in your life. But this also means that such a really dark moment is something that you have to face. It is something that you have to accept. And if you are feeling powerless or frustrated or sad, disappointing, depressed, these are feelings that human beings have. And you can accept that this feeling is there. And what I mean with this is that you should not swallow it down the whole time, hiding it, acting like everything would be okay. You need to find your moments and your ways to deal with such a bad emotion and finding a way to let it out. Because otherwise, such a bad feeling is like a football that you are trying to press under the water surface. I mean, have you ever tried that in a swimming pool, for example, when you were there with a ball or with a football? So the ball is full of air, and when you want to press it down under the water surface, you need a lot of force. And as soon as you release this force, the ball will jump up again. And the same it is with a negative emotion. If you're just suppressing it, you need a lot of force, and in a weak moment, it will jump up again and again, and it's still there. But you have to find a way to let the air out of this ball slowly and continuously. On the other hand, accepting a bad feeling also does not mean that you have to fully get lost in it. So, in other words, a bad feeling like frustration, sadness, disappointment, fear, it can come over the day. It can knock on your door from time to time, and you can open the door to really recognize, okay, who is there. This is also important to recognize how you really feel. So what is the emotion that you have? So when that feeling or that emotion is knocking on your door, yes, you can say hello, you can recognize that it is there, but you know, you don't have to invite this bad feeling into your flat for a coffee or even to stay overnight. Do you know what I mean? So in other words, pain sometimes is unavoidable, but you decide yourself how much you want to suffer in it. And recognizing the feeling that you have, being able to name it what it is, either frustration, sadness, disappointment, anger, or fear, I would say it is important to name it, because this brings you more clarity about what is it that really generates this feeling in you. And then you can sort for yourself what are the things that you are able and what are the things that you are not able to change. And when you know what it is, what is making you feeling bad, then you know most likely what you don't want to have in your life anymore. What situation or circumstance or problem you want to get rid of. But the question is, not only what do you not want to have anymore, but how would you like to have it instead? If everything would be possible, and your problem or your personal crisis would vanish overnight, how would your life look like? What exactly would have changed? And you can't believe me, just thinking about this, just generating a positive picture in your mind about your bright future is also something that makes you feel better physically. Instead of just focusing on the thoughts about everything what is currently really, really bad. And if you have this positive picture about your future in mind, maybe it is getting the job that you want since a very long time with interesting tasks, a great team and a good salary. Or for me it was that my family in Germany is all right, that they are all fine, all healthy, that I can visit them again and we can do all the things that we normally would do. If you have this positive picture in mind, then you can ask yourself, what is a small step that I can do now, that I can do today to get a little bit closer to how I would like to have it? And maybe you would ask now what I personally could have done in my situation, as I was 1,000 kilometers away from my family over Christmas, knowing that they are not in a good, healthy state. Well, I have tried to do things here in Helsinki that gave me as much energy as possible. So I met friends who gave me a good feeling. I focused on things I like to do. For example, this podcast here or that free ebook with my cover letters that I had published a couple of weeks ago is what I have created on the 25th of December. So I have also volunteered shortly before Christmas in an animal shelter just to help this organization to do something for a good cause. And it did not just help the organization, it also helped me on a mental basis. And then I called my family very often to let them know that I am all right, that they don't have to worry about me because I knew that they would, and to send them all my energy via phone calls with many positive words that this situation that we have now, that this will pass and that we will meet again all healthy in the new year. And if you are facing your own crisis at the moment, what can you do today to make you feel a little bit better? If you are running, let's say, the same approach for many years for applying to jobs and it is not successful, what can you now do in a different way to get closer to where you want to be? Because a very valuable sentence that I have once heard is that your future is not the automatic extension of your past. So that means you can make a first decision today to do something differently, because you have the power to create your future according to how you would like to have it and to turn a crisis into a chance. Thank you for listening. I hope this episode was inspiring and empowering for you to get more visible and to speak up for your interests in your everyday life and especially at work. And if you feel that you need a little push for your success because you have a certain issue that hinders you to get fully successful in your career, might it be how to write a good job application, how to handle a difficult discussion at work, how to hold a successful presentation, or how to find your clear vision for your next step in your career, then you can get my own tips and tools in a single coaching session over 1.5 hours. And you can find all the information to that on my website under michaela-kettner.coach/single-sessions. And if you want to really spotlight yourself doing your job search or to boost your career, if you want to improve your self-confidence and make other people listen to you, then I would like to invite you to work together with me over 6 weeks in a one-on-one coaching where you learn how can you identify your strengths and your targets for your career, how you can present yourself in the best possible way, and how you can become a true enrichment for every Finnish company. And you can find my coaching and mentoring program, Spotlight Yourself, as well on my website, or you can contact me for any more information on Instagram under michaela.kettner.fi or on LinkedIn. And no worries, if you find it challenging to spell my German name, you will find all my contact details in the show notes. And I would be really happy to connect with you, also to hear some feedback from you to this podcast and to this episode. And I wish you a nice rest of the day. Get visible and stay tuned. Bye bye.